I'll try to make this quick. I went to Home Depot to make a return and to order a piece that was missing from my original, I don't even know how to put it, from my original kitchen stuff that I ordered so that I can, you know, have a kitchen with all the parts. And I know that the return policy, the return stuff, when you do returns, it's usually pretty fast, you know, it's effective. The staff is pretty quick. Today, I walked in and I saw a guy who was, well, he had been there for a while. So I could see him seething, and I could also see him not having energy to even put up a fight or complain. He was just waiting and waiting and waiting. And I was like, oh, this doesn't look good for me. So I waited for 40 minutes, 4-0. There were 6 people behind the desk and me and this guy. And through, I don't know, training, some other stuff, some other issues based around not knowing the system, we waited. I waited 40 minutes. God knows how long this poor dude was waiting. And when I was asked several times by the 6 and 7 and 8 people coming, like shift changes happening, hey man, everything cool? Yeah, I think someone has my paperwork. Somebody said they're taking care of me, but it was the same person taking care of both of us. So there's 4 other people behind a desk taking care of nobody, typing and maybe doing some administrative stuff, while 2 of us were being helped by 1 person who didn't understand the computer system and was having incredible difficulty, which was very hard to sympathize with because she wasn't asking for help and wasn't getting it. Point being, I waited there for ages, finally got my discount and or my return processed, and I went in to get some plumbing supplies because I'm putting in a kitchen sink also in the new kitchen. So when I go over to get the new kitchen sink parts, I get them. The guy's unbelievable. This guy is the polar opposite of what I just dealt with. The polar opposite of incompetence. This guy is competence. He goes, gets me everything I need by looking at a photograph of what my sink looks like and what the hole in the wall looks like. He was amazing. Great. The 40-minute wait, however, was just enough time to let the rain come and pour in my open window of my car. Why was my window open? My window was open because when I had gone in before making this return, they had forgotten to give us part of our kitchen. It's a long piece of wood. It's called a toe kick. So I get this toe kick from them when I ask them about it. Oh, I don't think we got this piece of toe kick. They went in the back for 2 minutes, and it was, and they came out. It was 2 minutes. She came out and went, yeah, this is your toe kick. Your name is on it. Your order number is on it. We were wondering what this was doing here. Did anybody call you? No, no one did. But did you wonder why it was there? Yes. Okay, well, why didn't you call us if you wondered why it was there? I don't know, like, why it was delegated or relegated or whatever it gated to somebody else who needed to make the phone call to tell us that this was here. There's a name on it and there's an order number. Any of you could have done this. So that piece of wood that is super long needed to be put in the car while I waited for 40 minutes to return this other stuff I didn't need. So because of the wait, the rain comes down, soaks this piece of wood that they forgot to put in our order and didn't call us about. And it would have sat there until Christmas had I not gone in asking about it. I don't know. I don't know how you can have such a range of incredible workers and totally garbage workers in one building. I don't know. Extremely frustrating. This is my catharsis. I'm not swearing. I just couldn't believe it because this is time I could be spending with my daughter, and it pissed me off. Anyway, Home Depot on Tecumseh Road. Good luck.